What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage, having a day. I am Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. The devotional's out. You can pick it up. Engage in Heaven Today devotional. Also, I need you guys to leave me a review on Amazon on the devotional or Kindle or Barnes & Nobles or wherever you purchased it. It really does help our reach. Let us go. And our reviews on the podcast are going up. So thank you so much. The stats are incredible. Every month the podcast grows, and it's really an attributing to you guys, friends. It's our family every day as we engage having together. Thank you so much for joining us. There's something I want to talk about. It might take a couple episodes, so lock in with me here. But what is an idol? I want to talk about the most important thing in your life. What is an idol? You know, 1 John 5:21 says that you would keep yourself from idols. What is it? I mean, you know, when you think idol, you probably think, I'm not worshiping a golden calf. I'm not bowing down and actually, like, you know, in like just giving glory to an idol. Maybe we're not building statues to worship anymore, so that means it's not an idol. Let me give you the biblical definition of an idol. The biblical definition of an idol is putting anything else before God. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back. The biblical definition of an idol is putting anything else before God. Nothing comes before God. Nothing. And one thing that I've realized is if the devil can't get you into like major sin, like you're not going to murder, commit adultery, he's going to get you busy. Because everybody I know today is busy, right? I'm not sure I know anybody that is like, I know prisoners who have a full schedule. Everybody's busy and few people are effective. I know people, man, for years, I'm so busy, man, nothing's getting accomplished in the kingdom. Nobody's getting saved. The gospel's not going forward. Everybody's just satisfied with the term busy. And I feel like the Lord today wants to give a prophetic word to you and to me. Because whether you're somebody in school that is like just trying to get your grades up, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or, you know, mom in general. I mean, stay at home is kind of a loose term because that doesn't exist much anymore. Whether you're a mom, whether you're a full-time, at the house, mom, wife, whatever, everybody's busy. You're homeschooling your kids. You're getting kids out the door. You're going to your job and doing your kids. You know, husbands are working. Everybody has full hands. There's nobody I know that isn't a little bit busy. Of course, some are busier than others. Of course, there's super moms out there that do 100 hats and you know, tip off to you. You're incredible. But I believe the Lord has a word for us. And it's found in 1 Kings chapter 20. 1 Kings chapter 20 is a scene set on a battlefield. And in 1 Kings 20, they're on the battlefield, and imagine this is just a busy place, right? A battlefield, there's lots happening, there's noise, there's shofars, there's trumpets, there's lots. And in 1 Kings 20, verse 39, the king shows up with another commandment. And the king says, in verse 39, now the king passed by, 1 Kings 20, 39. He cried out to the king and said, your servant went out in the midst of the battle, and there a man came over and brought the man to me and said, guard this man. I want you to remember that phrase, guard this man. The King James says, keep this man. And if by any means he's missing, your life will be for his life, or else you'll pay a talent of silver. Guard this man. Kind of wild, right? Really makes no sense when you're in the middle of battle, you're in the middle of your life, you're in the middle of being busy. The king comes and said, guard this man. And then what happened if you read the story, which is, You know, it gets even sadder. The king comes back and says, you know, where's the man? And while your servant was busy, so the king says, where's your man? And it says, while your servant was busy here and there, he was gone. All of you have one job and that desire and that vision and that prophetic word is to guard the woman of God that he's called you to be. Guard, protect, keep the man of God that he's called you to be. I have watched over my life where people begin to lose who they are. They'll start out in ministry. I've seen girls get about the hood, get out of abusive relationships, have some kids, find themselves independent, start a business, didn't need a man, so to speak. And as God was with them and they're growing, they throw it all away for a joker that just got out of prison. They throw it all away for a guy they met at, you know, the grocery store. And it was always perplexing to me. The king told him in the story, guard the man. Right? And it's hard to imagine at the time anything greater than battle. And right in the middle of it, that word guard, that word keep the man means to hedge it with thorns, to protect it. You have a man of God in you that you have to protect. There's a woman of God. There's a woman of faith inside of you that you have to protect. There is a mighty man of valor in you that you must protect at all costs. And if that person goes missing, it's their life for yours. The penalty for losing yourself, or let me say losing the person that God has called you to be, is going to be death. Because he's not pulling you off the battlefield. I'm not telling you all your responsibilities don't matter. I'm not saying your children aren't important. I'm not saying your job isn't important. I'm saying it's not more important than who God's called you to be. Your identity in him. And when the battle was over and the dust settled, the king came back. Where's the one thing I told you to guard? Where did it go? Did it escape? No. Did the enemy overpower you? No. It had to be a woman. Did lust take you out? No. Did you forget? No. What happened? Why? What was so important that you broke the number one thing I've told you to do? I was busy. From here to there. Legit, that was his answer. He just got busy. From here to there. And he didn't just lose the soldier, he lost himself. I've been pastoring now over 25 years. And I'll tell you that it's not a sudden mistake. You don't lose the man overnight. It's a gradual loss. It's a slow loss. It's the woman that gets tied up having coffee with Brenda, and she thought Brenda was a Christian. Brenda ain't no Christian. Brenda's now wearing off on you. Brenda don't like her husband and thinks he's a dog. Brenda don't want to take care of her kids, and that whole thing is falling on you. It's the man that goes after a promotion. What happened? Where's Billy? Oh, Billy's busy from here to there. Bill's trying to get a promotion. Johnny's trying to do this. Ryan's out there trying to build his career. And all the while, you're sitting there going, oh, well, am I supposed to be okay with this? Is this all supposed to make sense? It's not. And so today, the first part of this is you need to know the most important thing in your life is to protect and guard the person that God's called you to be. Number one, yes, above your kids. Yes, above your career. Yes, above your spouse. You can't do those things well if you don't take care of yourself. Father, today I pray for every person listening to the sound of my voice. I pray as the next few days we start to devour and chew on this message that you would open the eyes of our understanding to see, that we would step into an understanding, a revelation of what you're saying to us in this hour, and that we would set our affections on you and have our eyes open to the most important thing. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Listen, go back and read 1 Kings 20 today. We're going to talk more about it tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engage. Have a good day.